Hola, soy Pilar Ortiz. I'm Pilar Ortiz. I'm the author of The A to Z of Spanish Culture. For the blog, for the ebook, and just for more information, oh, and a Twitter account, please visit atozofspanishculture.com. Enjoy! U is for uvas. 31st of December, 23:59 hours. The whole family is gathered around the table. Grandmother, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, grandfather, grandchildren, all waiting in suspense. The TV is blasting. Two TV presenters stand in front of the Puerta del Sol, the Gate of the Sun in Madrid, waiting for the clock to strike the first dong to eat the first of 12 grapes. Eating las uvas, the grapes, is one of the most popular Spanish traditions, welcoming the new year by eating one grape at a time. This takes great skill and preparation, and each person adapts the tradition to suit their needs. Some people prefer their uvas peladas, peeled. Others remove the pites, stones. Others, like me, cut them in half to help the process, although it does feel a bit like cheating, eating only half a grape per month. I imagine that each chime stands for each month of the year to come. Given the urgency with which the grapes must be eaten, you can imagine that more than one Spaniard will begin the new year with bits of grape stuck down their windpipe. No one is sure of the origins of this tradition. The most popular explanation was the particularly good grape harvest that took place in the first decade of the 20th century, when abundant grapes led to their distribution countrywide. Other sources, however, say that it was precisely a scarcity of food that left the Spanish households unable to afford more than one grape per person, per chime. There is also a third explanation, well, I'm sure there are many more in fact, that the lower classes in the 1800s, fed up of watching the upper classes stuff themselves with grapes and cava, took to the streets and in mockery ate their grapes in style, one by one. In any case, things have certainly changed since then. You can now buy the grapes neatly peeled in a can, marketed as uvas de la suerte, grapes for luck, lucky grapes, an expensive alternative to the already overpriced fresh grapes. The price of all typical Christmas food goes up during the festive season. Families take their cue from glamorous television presenters. Who will it be this year? Who? On what channel shall we watch Las Campanadas, the bell chimes? A big change since they were first broadcast in 1962 on the only TV channel, TV1, now known as La Primera, the first. What will be the first advert of the year? Which variety-style show shall we watch? Again, plenty of channels to choose from, but most stay with La Primera for tradition's sake. It is important to train the uninitiated in the art of grape-taking. Many new to the tradition will attempt to take their first grape during the cuartos, the quarters, the fast chimes that warn us that we are just 15 seconds away from our moment. The 12 grapes end the opulent dinner on the 31st of December, after which the whole youngish population goes out into the streets and into their cars. Expect traffic jams from 12:30 a.m. if you drive into any city centre on the first morning of the year. Different households celebrate Christmas and New Year in different ways. Many involve out-of-tune carol singing, accompanied by sounds from aniseed bottles and zambombas, a cheap instrument traditionally played by shepherds that makes a strange characteristic sound. Decorations might include a Christmas tree, and in the most traditional households will include a Belén, named after the town of Bethlehem. This is a display of small figures, though out in the streets you will find much larger versions, representing the birth of Christ. Baby Jesus, Mary, Joseph, an ox, a mule, the angel, shepherds, cows, and some Disney figure playing a cameo role. And of course, Los Tres Reyes Magos, the Three Wise Men, literal translation is the Three Magic Kings, placed far, far away from the manger in the early days of December and getting closer every day until they stand next to the baby on the 12th night, La Noche de Reyes, the Night of the Kings. Reyes, short for Día de Reyes, the Day of the Kings, is a big thing in Spain. Many children will attend the cabalgatas on the evening of the 5th of January, a parade organized by the city council to celebrate the arrival of the three kings bearing their gifts to Jesus. Most towns and cities will have a cabalgata, and if not, you can watch them on TV. Melchor, Gaspar y Baltasar. Almost every child is bound to have a favorite one. At the same time as every child wakes up on the morning of the 6th of January, a public holiday, the kids must enjoy their toys for at least one day, as they get up to discover whether the kings brought them toys, if they've been good, or coal, if they've been bad, though those with a sweet tooth might welcome carbón dulce, sweet coal. At the same time as the children wake up, bakeries across Spain are busy making their roscón de reyes, a large donut-shaped sponge cake which hides inside it a small surprise, usually a small plastic figure which might land someone on a dentist's chair. Some roscones are a bit plain, and therefore a bit dry, but a hot chocolate or coffee can fix that. And more contemporary variations include those rellenos de nata o chocolate, filled with cream or chocolate. The perfect way to end the calorie-filled festive season. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please make sure you visit www.a2zofspanishculture.com. Adios!